The South Shore's Morning News on 95.9 FM WATD.
48 degrees around the South Shore at 8:30. News this hour brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. His boys do a good job. 1-888-64-TINYS. Good morning, I'm Amy Leonard. Now here's what's happening. Massachusetts is now the first in the nation to have regulations banning poisonous pesticides containing neonicotinoids for consumer use. Martin Dagoberto, Policy Director of the Northeast Organic Farming Association, says in 2017, Massachusetts beekeepers reported a 65% annual loss in colony numbers, compared to 14%, which is considered a sustainable loss. These recent regulations came after state regulators were mandated to perform a literature review of how harmful neonics are to pollinators.
The literature review looked at 43 different studies and found that all but one of them showed negative impacts of neonics on pollinators, and the one that didn't was industry funded. So we were quite happy that the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs made sure that the report was done well and done with integrity, and they didn't cherry pick the industry science. We were quite pleased with the Pesticide Board subcommittee to act on that science.
Dagoberto says banning these pesticides for consumer use is a step in the right direction, but when you look at the EU, which has banned all forms of neonics, they still have an uphill battle ahead of them.
There's a lot of money, obviously, in the pesticides, in the chemical lobby, and these vested interests want to keep our farmers and our landscapers addicted to these chemicals. And that's why at Northeast Organic Farming Association, we really want to support organic solutions for land care and for food production so that we're not relying on toxic pesticides.
The new regulations take effect in 2022. For more information, visit nofa.org. Right now, 48 degrees in Marshfield at the weather station. I'm Amy Leonard at 8:41. The South Shore's Morning News continues now with Rob and Lisa right here on 95.9 WATD.